definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The schemes of Lord Jasper have demanded a toll from his guests, and although they cannot know the stakes, our heroes can surmise his motives. Only the shuffling, undead staff of Lord Jasper's household have seen the full span of his agenda, and they cannot understand the havoc it will wreak upon the innocent city of Fortuna. As Selwyn languishes in a dungeon, his colleagues scramble to discover what intrigue they have been drawn into. Emancipation! Ingredients! Pax Fortuna! When summoned before the magistrate, part 3.
Abstinence, wake up.
We have blood.
I mean, we always have, well, you always have blood.
Not my blood, good God, no.
Alfonso, Victor, what are you doing in my room?
I'm sorry, I know it's terribly improper, but Selwyn has gone missing, and we thought we could probably go and find out where he's snuck off to.
Selwyn's gone missing?
Yeah, he's not in his room, and the door was open.
I saw some of the undead servants doing something strange. I'm concerned for his safety.
He's not just wandering about?
Well, if he is, we should probably go and stop him.
Gotcha, yeah.
Down in the basement, Selwyn, there isn't much light down here, but if you look to your left from your vantage point on the table, you can see there are two cells in the room with a figure in each huddled against the corner, both of them dressed in rags. There are two undead servants there, and Jasper is still there. He's now doing something with the apparatus that you can see involves tubes, some kind of leather pump, and two glass bottles.
I don't really like this, Jasper. Just what is this about? What are you doing?
Jasper says, don't worry, my boy.
It's all very well saying, don't worry. You've tied me to a chair and you're fannying about with weird chemicals and concoctions and things.
Yes, I'm afraid this is necessary, but...
I disagree. It's not necessary from where I am.
Well, from our perspective, it is. And rest assured that you will be okay in time and... And by tomorrow morning, you will have a place in the new order as well. Have no fear.
I'm not interested in a place in your new order, and if you don't let me out, I probably will kill you, I'm afraid.
He inserts a needle into your arm and a tube and starts pumping the lever pump.
What are you doing?
You can see...
You can't have that, that's mine!
You can't feel much at first, but you can see the glass bottle filling with your blood.
I guess I struggle as much as I can.
Okay, and you can see out of the corner of your eye the figure in the cell. One of them is approaching the bars and looking through.
I guess I'll look at them. Is there anything about them that... Do I recognize them or anything like that?
You can see that it's somebody who's not human. They are extremely emaciated and disheveled, wearing rags. They look to be at least partially orc.
You there, did he do this to you as well? Is what he's doing to me now, am I going to look like you? Oh no, hello?
He starts sobbing, this half-orc in the cage.
Oh no, don't cry, it's all right. It's not that bad, actually, it's fine.
Jasper has one full bottle now, and he disconnects the needle and quickly bandages your arm and says, "There, there, that was all. It's not too bad, was it?" The undead servants pick up what appears to be a large leather bag that was in the corner, and with Jasper, they go to the end of a basement, which you can't really see.
I'm sorry to leave you like this, but needs must, as it were.
And you hear a door open. They shuffle through and the door closes behind them.
Can I make a strength check?
Yeah,
you can make... I'm going to try and break free.
Okay, yep, please make a strength check.
16.
You can feel one of the leather straps on your arm. It may be loosening. The half-orc in the cell is still sobbing mutely.
I look at him and say, "Don't worry, this strap is definitely loosening, I can tell. It's going to be fine."
Up in the corridor of the bedrooms, you guys are still there. Dylan's in his bedroom. He's tied to the bed with leather straps. He seems worse for wear, but he is alive.
Okay, so we leave him there then. And go
I don't think him coming with us would be a good idea or anything. I think that would be the opposite of a good idea. So should we leave him here and go have a look?
Yeah, let's go downstairs.
I'll make sure PM17's with us.
You proceed down the stairs and you can see, as you get to the bottom, one undead servant going into a door. He's opening it now with a key. And you can see from here some stone steps leading downwards somewhere into a fairly dark room.
Alfonso, you know about the undead. Will he try to stop us if we just try to sneak through while the door's open?
These appear to be smarter than the average cadaver. I'm not quite sure. I think it can't hurt to try and just follow him through and see how he reacts.
It might hurt to try.
Well, if you'd like to go first, you're more than welcome.
Sure, I'll go first, yes.
Have your sword ready just in case, I suppose.
I always do.
You approach the door, Alfonso, and Astance, you are right behind Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the cadaver hears you behind him and he turns around and he tries to push you away from the door, Victor. He puts his hands on your chest and gives you a bit of a shove.
Can I just move around him and through the door?
Please make a dexterity check
yeah.
to try and...
I knew you were going
to
say that. Yeah.
Navigate around him.
6. Oh, 9.
He is smarter than the average cadaver, as Alfonso thinks, but he is certainly not faster. And you manage to just slip to the other side of him and you can see stone steps leading down to a dimly lit basement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The undead turns around to face you and tries to grab at you.
I push the cadaver aside.
Please make a strength check to handle the cadaver.
7.
Okay, yeah. He's concentrating on Victor and you just grab him from behind and spin him around and push him aside from the door and you guys can freely enter.
Thank you, my good man.
Down the steps.
Push first.
Flip him a coin. onward, let's go before it catches us.
Yeah. Onwards.
Start down the stairs.
As you descend the stone steps, you see a bare stone basement. To your right as you enter, you see two cells, not very roomy. Each has one figure inside. At the far end of a room, there is a metal door, and next to the metal door, you see a set of keys hanging on a hook. Not any furnishings in here at all, but for a inclined wooden table that has Selwyn strapped to it.
Selwyn, my God, are you okay? I run over to Selwyn.
Hello, yes, perfectly fine.
What are you doing strapped to this table?
That Lord Jasper tied me up. Well, not him, obviously. His undead servants, they tied me up. And then he put a tube in me and took some of the stuff inside.
Your blood?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm going to untie him.
Yeah, I mean, it's only hard to undo if you're the one tied down.
Thank you, much appreciated. How did you know I was down here?
That's a lucky guess.
Yeah, had a bit
the best
of a...
kind of guess.
Had a bit of a ruckus and followed the servants.
And you'll come to rescue me.
Yeah.
Ah, that's it was really nice. I'm going to grab those keys and see if they unlock the cages.
Trying each of them, you find that they do unlock the doors. On the left, the figure is cowering in a corner and doesn't seem to look you in the eye. On the right, the half-orc prisoner is much more attentive and reaches out to you even as you open the door, saying, thank you, you've come.
Hello, Selwyn Bloodstorm is my name.
Duncan.
You're a half-orc.
Yes, I am. I did not realize there were any other orcs in Fortuna, but...
Yes, well, now you've got two half-orcs. I turn to the rest of you and kind of, like, show off Duncan. Like, look, it's another one. Well, we don't look quite the same, obviously. What happened to you, Duncan?
It was so long ago. I don't know how long we've been down here.
Yeah, were you a guest of Lord Jasper here previously?
Yes.
He last said so he had guests 10 years ago.
Ten years ago?
10 years. Surely not.
Gosh, consider how things might have moved on without you in the outside world.
There's another person, right?
There's another person cowering in the other cell.
Can we see who they are? Are they another orc?
They don't appear to be. They are a human, a woman, with very matted brown hair, wrapped in rags still. She doesn't make eye contact with you. Her teeth are chattering, but she won't say anything.
I'll take off my coat and put it around her.
She shrinks from your touch a little, but doesn't cast off of a jacket.
Duncan, do you know this one? Is she okay?
This is Casey. She doesn't speak anymore. She was with me at the dinner.
Oh, wow, okay.
You, Selwyn was your name?
Yes.
He got the blood.
Oh, yeah. What was that all about?
He starts sobbing slightly more now and says, he tried to take it from me, but he said it was impure.
Okay, well, I don't know what to make of that.
I mean, you're a half-orc yourself, Selwyn.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know what that even has to do with purity of bodily fluids. Not really seeing the connection, to be honest.
Duncan says, but you are not half-orc. I can see from you. You are full orc.
No, no, half-orc.
Well, then, if that is true, then maybe everything will be okay.
Yes, well, I expect it probably will.
Where did they take this blood?
What are they planning to do with it?
Duncan goes into Casey's cell to try and bring her out, but she won't move. He says, Jasper would, he's been trying to perform a ritual for many years now, but he didn't have the components for it.
A ritual to do what?
He talked of summoning something.
Okay.
He described it as some kind of beast, a chaos beast, he said. He would come down here sometimes and lash out at us for having failed whatever it is that he intends.
Well, where is he now? We have to find him.
He just went out the door. I don't know where he went.
Duncan tries to rouse Casey, the human. She shrinks from his touch and then looks at all of you and says, he's going to summon it. He's going to summon it.
Have you seen this beast before, Casey?
No, never. He spoke to me about it once. It's not from this plane of existence. He's going to go to the ancient temple site. He didn't say where it was.
Could I make a history check to see if I know where this temple might be?
You can, yes.
That's a six.
Well, you heard in Old Fortuna of there being a temple to some kind of chaos god. And it was somewhere around here in the west of Fortuna.
Okay.
But that is all you know.
Would I know anything about kind of summoning rituals as around about magic?
You can make an arcana check.
17.
You don't know anything yourself, but you've heard of a wizard that does. The only wizard that you can think of who is a specialist in summoning spells and transformations is a wizard called Pavel.
Well, I'm not a specialist in summoning magic whatsoever, but I do know there's a wizard I heard of. Pavel? Pavel, I think, was meant to be.
Doesn't ring any bells.
Pavel, you say?
He's a bit of an expert on the subject.
We've met this fellow. Wizard.
Really?
Yes, we have. Do you remember the giant spider, Selwyn?
Oh, yes, I remember the giant
that
spider.
We attacked
the flesh
and
spider, yes.
Yeah, that's
Pavel. In the sewers. Oh, right, yes, he was a wizard in the end, wasn't he?
Yes.
Pavel was a flesh spider.
It was all a big misunderstanding. We saved him, actually. Oh, he probably owes us.
I'm not sure. It was a bit of an altercation.
That doesn't sound like anything you guys would get up to.
It's very simple. He was a big spider, and then we saved him and turned him back into a wizard.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Yes, I know. We didn't even ask for any... Well, I did ask for a reward, but I was outnumbered on that occasion. But it's about time, you know, he gave something back, so maybe he can help us with this summoning problem.
Maybe we should go and pay Pavel a visit. I'm sure as a summoning expert, he would be keen to know that someone's trying to perform some form of ritual, especially for a chaos entity, a chaos beast.
Duncan, shall we get out of here? Are you good to take the other one?
I think so. He puts his arms around Casey and kind of slowly brings her up.
Great! All right, off we go then.
Okay, behind you, the undead servant has got to the bottom of the stairs and seems to be just cleaning up.
Great.
Okay, you guys go through the back door of this basement and it leads to a long sloping corridor that's sloping upwards, and eventually it comes to another door, much like the first, that opens onto the street. It's now the start of the carnival that is happening tonight through the next week, and you can see the streets are full of revelers and people setting up stalls. There are no performances on the side of the street yet that you would be expecting that have been advertised. It's mostly people getting out and about in the night to meet up and to drink and eat. In the distance, you hear the pop of a couple of fireworks.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it?
Can we maybe hail a carriage for the two prisoners to get them somewhere safe? Duncan?
Well, it's been so long, I'm not sure what there is for me now.
You said you knew a priest? Is there somewhere you could recommend they go?
Yes, Father Theobald. You should look him up. He takes in all manner of vagrants.
Theobald, okay, we will. Thank you very much, our saviours. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Be careful where you are going. Lord Jasper is not what he seems. He's a very evil and dangerous man.
Well, that's exactly how he seems, actually. So, this Pavel fellow, he lives in the sewers.
Yes, if you remember, Selwyn. We tracked him down in the sewers in that big open square. How far away is Pavel?
He'll be in Patroclus Square. Underneath it. It would be
walkable.
Like 15 minutes, you guess.
Okay. Yes, he's near Patroclus Square. I think it's about 15 minutes from here. If you remember, the streets mirror the sewers below, so we should be able to find it pretty easily.
In the distance, you hear the dry crackle of some more fireworks now in a great crescendo, as if someone has accidentally let off all the fireworks in the display at once. And the sky is filled with kaleidoscopic colour.
Oh, fantastic. And, I start clapping.
Beautiful.
You're not used to seeing them all let off at once. So maybe that's how they do it these days.
Probably is, yeah.
I frown knowing that's not how it's done these days. But I'm proud nonetheless of my City of Fortuna giving a good show.
I suppose we should look for a manhole cover.
Yes.
Can we see any around?
You can. There's one on every street, including the, not main street, but a side street that comes off the back of Lord Jasper's house. It's quite easy to use the tip of a dagger to pop one open, and it leads much like the sewer tunnel that you had before. There's a ladder that descends down into the darkness.
Don't worry, we've done this before. It was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nice stroll in the old Fortuna. Oh, you like this, Victor?
Yes.
You remember because you're from here, so you probably recognise when we get down there all the streets and everything.
Yes, but they'll be full of sewage?
I didn't really notice, to be honest.
I mean, pretty sewagey back in my day as well. So yes, it'll be just like going home. Yay.
Does anyone have light on them? It's very dark.
Do you have any magic spells to make light? Not really.
No.
At the end of the street is a fire breather that is getting ready to stage some kind of performance nearby.
My good man, do you have torches for sale?
He looks at his torches and says, for sale, no.
Give me your torches. We need them. Immediately, how much?
20 furlongs. Is it furlongs? What is it? Florins! 20 florins.
20 florins? For
yes.
Torches? Are you quite mad? Of course, yes! Like, I guess seeing that you can't be from around here, he says, certainly, and he holds out his hand for the money, which I guess you give to him, okay. And he hands over the torches. Madam, you do realise that these torches are available in most shops.
Yes, we're kind of in a hurry. Okay,
yeah, we don't
thank
have
you.
Time.
Goodbye.
Urgent,
light these,
sir.
Light them.
Yeah, he has flint with him, and he lights them quite expertly.
Thank you, sir. Good day.
He stands there baffled, looking at his money, and then he turns around and walks away.
Goes home.
Not,
not at the carnival tonight.
Okay, you clang down the ladder. Is PM17 coming with you as well?
He is indeed.
Now everybody pay attention. This is what a city should look like.
At the bottom, the tunnels are fairly spacious. They are vault to about 20 feet up in a curve, and the floors have what looks like cracked mosaics on them of various fish and birds.
Cute.
Cute. I might move down here, honestly. Let's talk to this wizard, you know, and see what he says about it, how he's finding it.
You can move in with him, bringing you back home.
Well, you know the way roughly, and it doesn't take too long to navigate there. You pass through a tunnel opening into a cavernous space that you were in before, and you see tables with scrolls on them, the fruit tree that you recognized from the previous time you were down here in the corner underneath a large glass dome, and you see near the middle is an old man hanging upside down from a makeshift scaffold, seemingly trying to do something with some liquids on the underside of a tall table.
Pavel, old friend!
He looks at you. He's quite far away, and you can see him like try to lean forward and squint a little. As you approach Asnence and Selwyn, you recognize him as the wizard you met before. Sir Victor and Alfonso, you see hanging upside down a fairly short and rotund man with a conical beard that is now hanging beside his face. His left eye seems a little glassy, but functional. But you can see his left hand isn't what you'd expect. It's actually a metal claw that is there, kind of like a forceps that you might use in stoking a fireplace.
I see. Oh, you've right. Improved your hand.
He squints at you, Abstinence, and then shrieks. He says, "Ah! It's you!
It's
you
us! Come back. Hello!"
I thought, "Oh!" I thought I was rid of you.
Sir, we urgently need your help.
And let's be honest, you do sort of owe us.
He reaches up to fiddle with the buckles on his feet, and then he falls to the ground in a small heap. Leaving the glass bottles that he was mixing some liquids in up top on the underside of the table.
Okay.
They seem to be pulling upwards rather than downwards.
Neat. I help him up.
Where's the little one? What's her name again?
Her name was Carrie, and she is safe now, away from you.
I don't know what you're insinuating, sir. We helped Carrie.
You cut off my hand.
You were a big spider at the time.
Well, I don't know what you're doing down here, but you and your friends, if you could please leave.
Look, Pavel, we are chasing Lord Jasper.
His ears perk up at the name.
Lord Jasper has taken some of Selwyn's orc blood here and is planning on reviving some kind of ancient beast, and we're trying to stop him.
We just call it blood.
Do you know anything about this?
Yes, I may do. What exactly... do you know?
I understand. Sorry. Hello, Pavel, sir. I work for the government as well as necromancer of sorts, but I understand that you're a bit of an expert on summoning. Lord Jasper wants to perform some sort of summoning ritual, and your name rung a bell, and these two apparently knew who you were.
Old friends.
That's what they said, so...
Yes, we think he's fled to the temple of some ancient chaos god that's around near here somewhere.
It was in Old Fortuna that they had a temple out on Bexley Hill. The streets of Old Fortuna did not extend there. The hill still stands, though.
Is it far from here?
Well, it is maybe half an hour. But what did you say he was summoning?
He's summoning some ancient creature that's not from this realm.
Yeah, a chaos beast or something like that?
A chaos beast!
Oh, he poked up then, didn't he?
Sounds like it might be quite a good thing then, yes?
It depends very much on what he wants to achieve. It's a dangerous undertaking, and it... imputes much power.
Would you be able to stop him, sir?
Yes, I may. If he is successful, I find it very unlikely that he would be. The spell components are extremely hard to come. I myself only have a few of them. I'm missing only one to conduct a summoning of this sort. You would need, I suppose, orc blood, I see. He must have had that. You would need some occasion turtle eggs, but again, I don't know where anyone would find that.
And then I check my pockets.
Pockets are empty.
Damn, I was going to trade them with with Pavel. Oh God, he's stolen my turtle eggs.
No, but even then, he would still need part of the essence of a ghost, and there's simply no way.
Oh, wait a minute!
Sir Victor!
Oh boy. Well, I seem to all still be here. I mean...
how can you only take part of a ghost? How does that work?
It's very simple. You need an enchanted vial. It's all in the preparation, really, not in the operation itself.
Well, I did see the servants going away with a vial containing a bit of blue glowiness.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
He trembles in horror.
Seems like the sort of thing you might have mentioned
before. Seems like the sort of thing you might have mentioned before.
Well, I came in and you said you seemed okay, so I assumed it was a light or something.
A part of me, an actual part of me, though.
Well, I don't know, it was a blue glowing light. There are many blue glowing things that I've come across.
Oh,
so many.
Yeah, so many.
Turtle egg goo, ghosts. I mean, that's two right there.
We get the bit back. Can I reattack? Can I stick it back on? Is it going to be fine?
Well, it depends. Was it taken in the last 10 minutes? Because otherwise, I'm afraid it is lost.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's worry about that later.
I mean, he comes towards you and starts poking at the armor and trying to...
do you mind?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You are a ghost?
I'm a ghost. There are more important things to talk about right now, though. So. Yeah,
quite. A chaos beast, you say?
Indeed. We must head for the hills at once.
We must. I will come with you. Maybe we can stop him together. He runs to a shelf and starts pulling open drawers and rifling through desks with a leather bag in hand and assembles some items together. And he says, "Ah, there's one problem though. I have the tools to summon an equal beast that may defeat him. I still am missing one component though." He looks at Selwyn and says, I'm so sorry. This is quite awkward, but..."
"Yes."
He pulls out a bottle and a tube and a lever pump and a needle and says, "I'm so sorry to do this, but if you don't mind..."
"Well, I suppose, you know, it's important, and you did ask me first, so I suppose I..." "No, that's fine. It was really the fact that Jasper just took it without asking that really riled me up. I suppose you and I, Victor, are now sort of in the same boat. Took a little bit of both of us, didn't he?"
"That's true. You're right, yes."
"I'm the only one that's not been stolen from. I'm feeling pretty good."
"All right, well, there's no need to brag."
I don't check my pockets. Like, do I have everything?"
Pavel walks over to you with the equipment, kind of shuffling nervously.
I give him my biggest smile and I hold out my arm.
He grasps your arm with his metal claw.
The art of summoning is among the more arcane forms of magic, rarely seen in Fortuna. Why learn summoning magic to bring creatures to your aid when for a handful of shillings, exotic creatures can be couriered straight to your door, possibly under cover of night and probably under forged import documents? And while danger attends smuggled goods in the form of nosy customs agents, it is nothing compared to the danger of a summoned interplanar being, no matter what noble motives the wizard has. You've been listening to When Summoned Before the Magistrate, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolini. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.